With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. More wet winter storms coming ashore in Northern California.
They're calling it an atmospheric river. Forecasters warning the storm will gain strength through the day on Monday and into the next few days. They're predicting flooding from torrential rains, several feet of snow in high mountain elevations, including the Sierra Nevadas. Also, hail, strong winds, even possibly some brief tornadoes as the system moves southward. The National Weather Service warns of rainfall totals upwards of 5 inches in some areas, including the coast, with isolated rain totals of up to 10 inches possible in some of the mountain ranges. George Williams reporting.
A bipartisan delegation of senators have made an official visit to Hungary's capital to call on the government to immediately approve Sweden's request to join NATO. Hungary is the only one of NATO's 31 members not to have ratified Sweden's bid. Lawmakers plan to submit a joint resolution to Congress condemning alleged democratic backsliding in Hungary and urging the government there to act on Sweden's NATO membership. Also at SRNnews.com, for the first time in history, a former American president is facing a criminal trial.
We learned last week that jury selection for Donald Trump's New York hush money case will begin the last week of March. A judge in Manhattan refused to delay the trial as requested by Trump's legal team. The trial is expected to last several weeks and will force the former president to spend more time in a courtroom as he runs for the White House. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts stemming from payments to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Greg Clugston, The White House.
China stepping up patrols in the waters off the coast of Taiwan's Kinmen Archipelago days after two of its fishermen drowned being chased by the Taiwanese Coast Guard, which is accusing the boat of trespassing. This is SRN News. Can you spot an atheist?
The Pew Research Center has been working on an answer. According to their polling, atheists are most likely to be men and are probably going to be on the younger side. And there's not a whole lot of them. Only 4% of the U.S. population states that they do not believe that God exists. And that is way less than most of the leading countries in Western Europe. In fact, atheists make up 23% of France, 12% of the U.K., and 18% of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism on the rise in this country, most Americans are well aware of it. A new study released by the American Jewish Committee shows 75% of the general public now believes anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. That percentage is even higher among those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting the problem. This is SRN News. Federal accident investigators are pushing for better cockpit voice recorders.
The investigators are pointing to limits of the device on the jetliner that suffered a door panel blowout last month over Oregon. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Federal Aviation Administration should require all current planes to have recorders that can capture 25 hours of audio. That would be up from the current standard of 2 hours.
Jeremy House reports the FAA has proposed the 25-hour standard, but only for new planes. Airlines typically keep planes for many years, so much of the existing fleet would not be covered. Nearly $1 billion in grant money headed to airports across the country as part of efforts to refurbish and expand aging infrastructure. According to the FAA, $50 million earmarked for Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood Airport. O'Hare International would get $40 million. More details at srnnews.com.